Thank you for listening to Internet Boyfriends.
She's jealous, isn't she?
No, I don't think so.
To Internet Boyfriends.
We are really bad on staying on top. I fucking apologize to any listeners that think that we're organized in any fucking way.
And you're listening to Internet Boyfriends.
The Nazis are back, and they're flying over, about to bomb fucking Toronto, duck and cover.
Krampus! Like, just
fucking... Yeah, like, I wish I had a better way of describing that so I didn't sound like a fucking racist. Like,
it's terrible!
I'm a big fan of pickles.
I'm telling you what I learned from television and Wikipedia.
She really likes how I say audio.
I know how the internet works.
Internet Boyfriends. Well, we're going to do an intro, aren't we? Or we're just going to start this bitch off like this, or what?
I don't know.
I have the whole little intro thing. I thought it would be nice, and I would introduce you, and then we would talk about whatever.
That works. So,
it does.
That does work.
I think so. So, are you ready to go now?
Or
you
sure.
You want to bullshit some more? Because I could bullshit for forever. We don't need to.
No, I know, I know.
All right, well, I guess then I'll start then. Welcome to the first in a while, Internet Boyfriends. Joining us tonight, we have, well, Ryan.
Yep.
And then me, and me, Joey. Sorry, I'm fucking nervous. I need more booze in me. This requires a lot more booze. I think we should have figured out, like, some way to work in, like, a... Like, brought to you by effing vodka, or some sort of...
Brought to you by Baker's Bourbon. If they could ship me some, that'd be awesome.
I think Maker's Mark, we'll just beg and beg and be like, hey, we could have a Maker's Mark podcast where we have to drink Maker's Mark a lot in order to even make the podcast to begin with. I don't know, yeah. This
I would not
made me very nervous. No, I wouldn't either. I love Maker's Mark. I think it's just fantastic. I remember Rich and George had, I think, Maker's in New York City.
Yeah, they had, I think, two or three different size bottles. And I had a bottle, too, in the hotel room that was sort of the in-between size from all the ones they had. And George also had Buffalo Trace.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, we got to get this moving. We got to think of something. So this is our first one back. And I think we're supposed to do, like, the gritty reboot, aren't we? Like, we're supposed to go back and retell our origin story.
Sure.
Like, you raped me, and then well, we became internet friends.
All I know is ball and good and rape.
On a dark and stormy night with a genetically modified dog raping people.
Oh,
yeah, that actually came up. I more and more I've been dealing with the reality that my Twitter username is Mr. Balls, which makes an obvious reference to testicles. So it's I don't know what to do about that. I know I don't want to change it, and I know that a lot of people call me Balls or Ballsy. So that's I don't know, but that's not for this. That's not for now.
Well, if you change your name now, we'll have to change stuff on the website and retroactively go back to the old podcast and say, oh, I'm not Mr. Balls anymore. I'm at, I don't know, Joey. Clearly it won't be Joey. I'm sure
no,
Joey's taken.
I would never do... Yeah, fuck no. No. My name is Joey. I don't need to have Joey anything on Twitter. I was saying now is not the time to discuss that because I don't foresee it changing anytime soon. I figure most listeners don't really want to hear about my troubles of my professional troubles and everything.
Sorry, at Joey's last tweet was 109 days ago, and it was OMG Twitter.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't want to be lumped in with that shit. No, I'd rather be Mr. Balls than be lumped in with OMG.
That's totally reasonable.
Yeah.
Oh, he was encouraging people to vote. 755 days ago.
I would never do that.
No, you'd encourage people not to vote.
Your vote. Yeah. It is.
Technically, yes, that's true.
Yeah. You gotta think about this shit logically. You tell people not to vote. Be like, fucking, you gotta they will rape you. They will rape you if you vote. That's the new thing. So, don't vote. Let me vote. And me alone.
Well, I'm not voting in your elections anyway, so it's all good.
I wouldn't. It's all crap. It's all the teabagging and that stuff. I can't believe that you guys exist up there still. You're just like, hey, we're gonna hang out around America. Like, you guys should know better and just fucking, like, break off and go hang out with some other country, because... Jesus Christ.
Greenland's pretty boring, so there's no one else around.
It's better than us.
The process of elimination, we sort of stuck with you. You speak English.
Oh, hey.
You have decent television. Have you ever seen Danish television? It's terrible.
Isn't that where Lazy Town came from? The Bing Bang girl? Cake?
Oh, the... Fuck, I have no idea.
I hope so. I think so. I think it was something. I don't know. Lazy Town.
She seems Nordic. It could have been. She could have been descended from ABBA. Oh, okay.
It was made in the States, but I think it was... Oh, it's Iceland, actually. No, she's... I'm fucking wrong. It's from Iceland.
That makes
a whole lot of sense. Iceland
created by Magnus Scheving.
Yeah. Whew. I love Iceland, and I would definitely live there. But they are, they're different.
Is it just because Mandy looks like Bjork? So it'd be like a nation of Mandys.
No. Actually, it's weird because everyone always says that, you know, like, oh, she looks like Bjork or whatever, and that's a whole different story. I'm talking about the fact that Sigur Rós comes from there. They have one of their DVDs where they just go around and play concerts in, like, fucking town halls and coffee shops and things like that, and they show the people, and they're fucking beautiful. Like, everybody there is just, like the area, like, that like, that's what, if they would have just shipped Hitler there instead of having the whole fucking World War II bullshit, he would have been like, this is fucking great, a whole island full of people that are, like, beautiful with blonde hair and blue eyes, and they're all nice and shit and everything, and, like, that's the, like, I don't mean to go into, like, eugenics or anything, because I don't believe that, you know, I don't think blonde hair and blue eyes is a good idea, because, you know, obviously I'm blonde hair, blue eyes, and I burn like a motherfucker, and I'm pretty shoddily put together to begin with, but I think that they're really solid. I think Argentina might be a better thing because they combined like that Nazi that, you know, eugenics Nazi blood with like the hot Latin passion.
Yeah.
So Argentina might be the way to go. So just, but anyways, this really gets off track fast. Now I see the alcohol just like kind of like speeds things along.
I was gonna say, speaking of Iceland, have you seen 101 Reykjavik? It's a movie that takes place in Iceland. It's really, really good. You should check it out. I'd tell you what it's about, but I really can't remember. So this is a very fascinating story that will likely be cut out. But
no,
it's an excellent movie, and I remember watching.
What's
it.
What's the name of it?
101 Reykjavik.
Gotcha. No, I'm sick. I got like the bit of the nose cold still. So this, nothing's getting cut. This is bitch going up. This is how it's going. But I was trying to get to the point of where I was asking you, how have you been? Because we got to think about our listeners. It's been quite a while since we've had. I'm assuming that there are people that listen to this that know of us and are just too scared to ask how we've been doing. So I figured I'd ask the tough questions.
When did we last record?
Last recording was 2008, I think.
Bullshit.
No, 2000. Yeah, 2009. Christmas episode, I think it was. Christmas episode. So we feel like we're coming full circle.
Okay, so it's been a year.
Yeah, it's been about a year, yeah.
Okay, so since that time, I'm going to mark this in comic book conventions. I've been to C2E2. I've been to Fan Expo. I've been to a few Montreal Comic Cons. And we've both been to New York Comic Con.
Yes.
Aside from that, I bought a new couch, which is arriving tomorrow.
Shit.
So if things sound a little echoier than normal, it's because this room is pretty empty now.
Hey, me too, for other reasons.
Different reasons. Nothing really new or interesting. I've been just working, living, being boring, drinking bourbon, trying not to burp, moving on. What's new with you?
Oh my.
Okay,
just let it out, sweetie.
No, I'm good.
Just let it out.
I'm good. It's past.
Good. Don't hurt yourself. Seriously.
No, it's past.
That would be really bad if there was some sort of a podcast related accident.
Really nothing new was exciting other than we were in the same place at the same time and could have theoretically recorded a live Internet Boyfriends.
I wish we had, but
I did too.
That would take way too much planning and way less drinking.
Yes.
That would,
oh
that would
god.
Be, yeah.
I became slightly famous for falling in a flower pot at that bar in Brooklyn.
Where Mike Myers was?
Yes, where I met Mike Myers. But he didn't see me fall into the flower pot as far as I know.
Good.
Although maybe his wife did. That's why she was trying to shoo me away, come to
Possibly,
think of it.
Possibly, yeah. Yeah, that's a possibility.
That was an excellent night. I met people and didn't remember meeting them, although at least one of them, Chris Clark, a.k.a. at Stu Clatch, I don't know, on Twitter. I met him, and he met me, but neither of us remember the meeting.
Oh my!
It was interesting.
I don't know that gentleman.
He's interesting. Because I didn't know he was there.
Well, then.
I didn't know you were there. I knew you were at Alchemy.
I almost wasn't. I know you were at Alchemy,
and everyone was at Alchemy. And then some of us went back to this other place, whose name escapes me. I think you and George and them came to the other bar, didn't you?
Yes, we did. It's just we got fucking lost because of me. So that's a whole other story.
Yeah. Trust the guy from Jersey to lead them around New York. You did give them street meat though, and they all very much appreciate that.
Oh. Yes, I try to get them as much as possible. I try to get them some Grace papaya because it's standard New York food. Because
yep.
I don't want like that's I don't really eat hot dogs off carts. I think that is a little bit below me in sorts. maybe not.
I hope you or I will put the dog food video in the show notes for this to see
No, no. It's bad enough that the reason that dog food video is back is because of Comic-Con. Because when I started drinking and you were drunk. And I guess it was Colin and Rich were looking at videos or something. And I said, hey, Rich, give me your phone. He gave me the phone. And I looked at the dog food video and I showed it to him. And he thought it was hilarious. So that was, you know, because I like to amuse drunk people. So
yeah.
I probably could have, like, done a jig. And that would have been good enough. Instead of, like, you know, resurfacing that video fucking thing coming back. But, yeah. That could have been a great weekend to do a live podcast. I'm still waiting to get on Nabe.
Yeah, they recorded, didn't they?
They did. I think they recorded on the train. Yeah, that's fucking planning ahead, but we just don't do. Clearly, this is kind of going off the rails as it goes on.
They recorded on the train? I thought they recorded in the room with Colin.
Maybe. I don't know.
Both.
I'm still catching up. So I listen to them about once, twice a week usually, and I'm still catching up on everything. And I've actually listened to one of their podcasts three times so far. So the same one. I think it was the Scott Pilgrim one I've heard three times.
I feel guilty about this, but I haven't listened to any of them aside from – I tried them once.
Oh, you're a bad friend.
I love them all. I listened to one once, like it was the first or second episode, and Rich and I were talking about this in the hotel room, but – there was one episode with really bad audio quality, and I happened to listen to that one, and I was like, fuck it. So I listened to a bit of it and stopped. And since New York, I know we're fantastic, but this was really bad.
Yeah,
this was really, really bad. And usually I'm okay, but this was just too bad. And it's friends, so I'm like, it's George and Rich, who I didn't know before really New York Comic Con, but George and Rich and Kevin and oh god, I'm forgetting his name, John. And Johnny,
yes.
Recording Nabe, so I like them all, but I do, since they requested, I download it, so they get the download numbers, but I haven't actually listened to it since that one episode.
Scandalous.
I listen to a lot of podcasts. I don't listen to other friends' podcasts either, because there's only so much time in the day, and I have TV to watch, and other podcasts that I can't just delete, because I love them. So I'm trying to fit them in, but I can't. If they
I understand.
This is going to sound terribly egotistical. I know George will listen to this at some point. If they talk about me on Nabe, I will listen. Robin and Matt from the Toronto and Ontario regions, aka at Twist Net the Fireball on Twitter. At some point, mentioned me on their podcast, the Department H podcast, plugging away like crazy, and that's the first one I listened to, and now I listen to it all the time. So if they really, really want me to listen, they'll say, "Hey, Gobo/Ryan, whatever they feel like calling me at the time, we mentioned you on this podcast, and I will listen to that one because I want to hear what they say about me because it's probably bad, and then I'll listen to all of them afterwards because I've started downloading and listening at that point."
Oh, you're a fucking jerk off. That's terrible. They're entertaining.
I'm listening to, like, here, I'm going to just brief synopsis of my podcast. There's a couple of music ones. There's already a few sort of, I'm calling them friend casts of, like, Quack and them and Allie and Cameron and sort of other people.
What does Allie do?
Allie is on a roundtable podcast with at Cameron Rice, at Jam Stump, and at A Comic Book Girl. They do the comic roundtable, but it's once a month.
I recognize those names, but so I've that's never easy. Heard their podcast before.
Because it's once a month. If Nate was once a month, I would totally listen to it. Totally listen to it. Although it works out to be every couple weeks.
Full disclosure. What's that?
Though it probably ends up being every couple weeks because they're lazy. So maybe I could still listen to it. I should give them. I will. Okay, that's it. Whether they mention me or not, I will listen to the next Nave episode.
Okay, I think that's fair.
That's fair.
But I was gonna say, full disclosure, I did send you the first episode of that new comics podcast that I'm doing. Hopefully doing for Peaky Geek. So that took you at least 26 hours to listen to. There was a good lead there between where I sent it to you and when I got it back. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, because I'm not pushing my stuff on you. I was very appreciative, and I do appreciate that you actually listened to that shit and give me good feedback to see how I can get better. I'm hoping that the second episode is better, and hopefully I can get them to acquire it and start running it on Saturday. But
if not, you can throw it up on the Internet Boyfriend site as like a sister feed or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think that's basically what I'm telling my boss, my editor, is that if they don't take anything, I'm just going to keep doing the stuff that I like doing. The comics podcast, I really like doing. It was nice. I did Brian K. Vaughan for the first one today. Mm-hmm. I did the second one. I did Hickman.
What's it called?
It's good. It's Saturday Morning Comics.
Okay, and I'm sure we'll put that up somewhere when we actually know where it's going to be. On our Twitter feed.
I'm not all about plugging my.
No, come on. It was good. I'm the only person, as far as I know, in the world, aside from you, to listen to that first episode. I'm sure you might have sent it around to a couple.
I don't even think my editors listened to it yet, and I'm trying to sell it to them, so that's pretty, yeah.
It was good, but so I'm saying we'll put it up on our Twitter feed at some point, and when it's actually live somewhere, I'm sure.
I can't wait to do that. Speaking of Twitter, I can't wait to do that. Questions.
Oh, me neither.
Oh, that was fantastic.
I wish I had some lime juice or something to sprinkle into this bourbon to make a delicious Senquist.
Oh, Colin really came through today with there. Like I said, there could be an entire episode where Colin just asks us questions and we answer them. And that could be every podcast as far as I care. Just Colin asking questions and us answering them.
I would happily do, like, when we do finally in a couple weeks the question answer podcast. If it works out well, I definitely love to have a couple questions in per episode if we get enough questions in, obviously.
Yeah,
Like chit and or chat point. For the first while and then answer a question or two.
Yeah, yeah. That's fucking all. I would totally do that. Well, oh, God, fucking rum is working on me. Now I understand why you stifle burps. Anyways, I think we could do like a monthly. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it turns out. Maybe a monthly, maybe something. I'm not too sure. Sorry, I'm also kind of distracted because I'm actually Justin just updated all his New York Comic Con photo. It's weird. He just got home and he just put up some New York Comic Con photos. So I was looking at him and I'm staring at Bendis right now and kind of looking at some other stuff and whatever. But anyways, to go back and answer, earlier when you said like how am I doing, I figure I should probably answer that eventually to try and get it in before. Because we got to be good. We got to be good on time soon, right? We should be working
in theater.
What's that?
In theory, I think I said in theater, but I meant in theory.
Gotcha. Well, because another thing too, I will mention is that we're doing something new for you listeners, which is that we're trying to do half-hour podcasts. So that way, it's short, easy to listen to, and we can do more of them, which is awesome. So instead of kind of petering off and dropping off the fucking face of the earth, which was, I admit, my fault.
It wasn't only your fault.
We can at least get a weekly. I don't know. Well, that's kind of working towards how I'm doing. But anyways, at least we can have something weekly up there for people if we're doing a half an hour. So that's good. Anyways, how I'm doing is I finally found some work, which is nice.
Where is that work?
That is peakygeek.com. I'm actually it's so weird. What's that?
And how do you spell that?
God damn it, I've been drinking. Why you gotta ask me questions like that? It's P-I-K-I-G-E-E-K. I actually have to write out, for Saturday Morning Comics, I have a Form Spring and my obviously Mr. Balls on Twitter, and then I have, I got a email address for that. And I have to spell it, obviously, because you have to spell out an email address. It's a professional thing to do. And I have it written in big fucking letters here on a post-it note on the side of my computer because I can't just spell things. I have to read them and actually go like S-A-T, the fucking retard. So anyways, so I'm working for them. It's weird because I think that me in 2004 would probably be shitting his pants if he knew that I was getting paid to write for a website, especially about video games, whereas current me is happy about it because I'm doing work and that's good and I'm yeah. enjoying the work that I do, but I really couldn't. I mean, video games, I don't care. I mean, it's whatever. It's weird. It's pretty weird. I love the guys that I work for. They're great. The site's great. All that kind of stuff. And if anybody ever needs video game information or anything, I'm definitely the guy to go to now because I'm doing reviews and I'm getting reviewers' copies of things and all that kind of shit. But
oh, sweet.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a nice life. It's just
I miss those days.
Like I said, what's that?
I said I miss the days of getting review copies of things.
Yeah, it's fucking great. I don't have to pay for anything, and they just handle it, and then I tell them what I think, and I be honest, and I write well, and whatever, so on and so forth. But I don't know. I feel weird even saying anything about it, but it does. You know, I wish I'm trying. That's why I'm trying to do the comics thing, because I'm trying to say like, hey, we should really pad out the site and do more than just video games. And
yep.
They're kind of agreeing with me, kind of not agreeing with me. But that's not for here. We can talk later. But
so what else is new aside from working at PC Geek?
Well, the elephant in the room is that after 3 years, I'm no longer with Rachel. So Rachel and I broke up and we're separated now. And I left the apartment. I'm now living. Don't get all.
Sorry,
emotional.
I'm not emotional. It's the word separated.
What's that?
Has a certain connotation to me for like that trial separation after marriage. As opposed to just, we're broken up and are also separated.
Well, without going too much into detail, because I don't even know Fair. The details, I think it's along the lines of, we clearly can't be in a relationship together right now. Mm. I have myself to work on, she has herself to work on, and, you know, I know why this has got to happen. It's not like, that's what I'm saying. I mentioned on Twitter, and I have been pretty honest and open with it, as much as I think I can be, which is that you know, I need to spend some time to work on myself and, mm-hmm. you know, work on everything and try to get better and be a happier, better person. So that's besides the point. I don't know. It is what it is. It's hard, you know, after being together with somebody for 3 years and living with them for two and all the rest of that stuff. And now I've moved to my parents' house. I'm staying here hopefully temporarily. I'm hoping that things start to pick up. That's what I was telling George is that, you know, let's see what happens with work, and hopefully I'll get to C2E2. Is that what it is? C2E2?
Yeah.
There you
or,
go.
Or according to 11 O'Clock Comics, C2E2. Idos.
There you go. That's pretty snazzy. I like that.
I went last year. It's an awesome show. I just don't know that I can make it this year. Last year was sort of we went on a Michelle Nervous Breakdown fund.
Oh, my.
And this year, that's probably not going to happen. Like last year I was out buying some ingredients for cupcakes or something because she was busy baking, and yeah. While I was at the bulk store to pick up flour and sugar and whatnot, Michelle texted me saying, "Want to go to Chicago this weekend?" And in my head I'm like, "What?" Because she knew C2E2 was this weekend because I genuinely, jokingly said, I'd love to go to Chicago. Because we were in Chicago for a neuroscience convention in October, November 2009. And we both fell in love with the city. So I jokingly said I wanted to go back for C2E2 or Cedos Idos. And
well, I love Chicago.
And she knew when it was. So she said, and I thought jokingly, do you want to go this weekend or next weekend? It might have been 2 weekends because 1 weekend is pretty short notice for booking a hotel and a flight. And ultimately, we booked we used her air miles to book a flight and rented a hotel room and spent the weekend in Chicago on a whim, basically. So the Friday night, I went down a bit and saw like some of the 11 O'Clock guys, and then just we ate our way through Chicago again. And then Sunday, Michelle went to her first Comic-Con with me to C2E2. And I got some sketches and whatnot, the usual Comic-Con stuff, but it was very small, but Chicago's a fantastic city. And so yeah, we still have been twice now, have not been to, the one place I'm really kicking myself for not going to is Kuma's Corner, which is not far from Hot Dogs. It's this crazy heavy metal themed burger joint that has delicious burgers and delicious macaroni and cheese, or so I've been told. and burgers and macaroni and cheese are two of my favorite things in the world. And we've missed it both times. We went to Sados Edos on the way back to O'Hare, but we didn't have enough time to guarantee we'd be able to make the flight because we're taking the cab back, and then we're going to take a cab or a bus to O'Hare. And so we weren't sure we were going to make it, so we're like, fuck it. And we missed it. So when we go to Chicago again, because it's going to happen, because Chicago's amazing, Kuma's Corner is top of the list because I need to go.
I actually, after, I guess it was 2006 was the last time I was in Chicago. I don't remember.
Yep.
I think it was 2006.
The only time, right?
I went twice. I went 2005 and 2006, I think.
Okay.
And then I once I started going back to school and I started dating Rachel, and that was basically, obviously I haven't been back to Chicago since I started dating Rachel. So it's been at least 3 years, if not four, that I've been to Chicago. And I always really wanted to go back to this place called the Red Lion. It's a pub up on something street. Doesn't really – obviously I'm not from Chicago, so I don't remember where it was, but – oh, Jesus. Anyways, so I've always wanted to go back to the Red Lion, and the other day I was like, hey, like a weird thought popped in my head. I was like, hey, well, actually it wasn't a weird thought. It was fucking George. George was saying, hey, you should come to C2E2. And I said, all right, right on. So I looked up the Red Lion, and I said, hey, I should totally fucking go there. I love that place. And it was something that was weird because it was just somewhere that I went off on my own because Mandy was doing something and Ryan was doing something and everybody was doing something for whatever reason. So I just went to fucking dinner and just sat there and had a shepherd's pie, and it was delicious and it was wonderful. The great little bar. A pub, and now it's gone. So
it's gone?
It's gone, yeah.
So oh, that's a shame.
Hell. I gotta find something new. So.
I know several great bars in Chicago, so if you do go to Sados, I'll hook you up with a good place to eat and or drink.
Not in Wrigleyville. I have bad experiences with Wrigleyville, so.
Okay, the first time we were in Chicago, I helped a homeless guy in Wrigleyville, but no, the places I'm thinking to drink are not in Wrigleyville. There's one called Hop Leaf, which has like an insane amount of beers on tap. Actually, we went with Mandy in October and November. We went to Chicago. We met up with Mandy. We went to Hop Leaf, and the food was amazing, and the beer selection was unbelievable. Especially if you like sort of Belgian-y ale stuff, it has an amazing selection of beer. And from Chris Niesman from 11 O'Clock Comics, who knows I'm a big beer fan, and we talk back and forth about beer and stuff sometimes, has given me a list of a few other places to check out next time I'm there. So if you go to Sados, let me know.
I don't know. Like I said, let's see how things turn out. If there's some way that over between now and, say, February, that work picks up and I can start getting more work from, you know, these guys, the Peaky guys, and hopefully maybe find something a little more permanent than that.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. Definitely that's going to be an option because I think really as much as I would like to leave here and go get a place on my own, I'm kind of okay with being here because after breaking up with Rachel and moving back to my parents' house, I don't think anybody likes living at their parents' house. I think it goes without saying, but it is nice to be here because at least I can hang around and there's people here. My sister's been here, my mom and dad, and it's nice. It's nice to have people around, especially when you're, you know, leaving somebody that you've been with for 3 years and I don't know, like I said, I like it when people are around and it's nice. And it's nice to have, I have my own little space and everything. So as nerdy and geeky as it sounds to live in, you know, mom and dad's place, it's fine for now. So that's definitely, but C2E2 is definitely high on the list. Maybe somewhere underneath that is a place of my own. So close second place of my own. So we shall see. Well, I think that's about
what's going on with us, I guess, is basically you break up with Rachel and I've done nothing aside from go to comic book conventions.
That's not true. I mean, and I found work. I think that's
true.
Thing
that's a good thing.
Of itself. Yeah, so I don't know. It's a very good thing. It's a very good thing. I've been talking. I go see a therapist still every week, and she was saying, like, oh, that's great. You know, you find a job you like and you're good at and so on and so forth. And like I said, even I remember back to when I was writing for Impulse or, you know, making that website and blogging or whatever the hell that was every day. The idea to tell me at 19 years old, I'm working for a website, they send me video games for free and I review them and I write about them just would blow that guy's mind. The 19-year-old me, like I would just be fucking crazy, you know, and especially the idea that I've been in a relationship for 3 years with somebody that I deeply care for, and I really do. That's another thing, too, that we'll say it right here and now that if anybody ever has any sort of issues with Rachel about what's happened between us, don't, because I don't have any malice towards her or anything. I still love her. I still care about her. She's a great person.
No,
it's just that we can't be together. So
knowing you well and knowing Rachel, all right, I don't know Rachel terribly well, but I understand that. Yeah, it was clearly not the right time or place for you guys both right now.
Yeah,
not saying it could never happen in the future, but not that you should be pining for that in any way. But it's definitely right now is not the best time for you to be in a relationship at all.
Yeah,
let alone with Rachel.
Yes, that's the right thing to do. So pretty much I've got you, and that's really the only relationship I need to be in right now.
I'm an internet boyfriend.
Yeah, that's right. So yeah, that's it. I don't know. I don't really have much else to say. I know we should have gone back and rehashed everything about our origin story and made up some new things. I'm sure you've gotten bitten by something and it was radioactive or whatever.
People are more than welcome to go back to the archives. They're all there. They can listen to whatever they want. So,
but that's not how it works.
You
don't reboot a franchise and then tell them to go back and like with, fucking Chris Nolan doesn't say like, hey, who checked out that awesome Joel Schumacher Batman? Like,
if you could for free, you can in iTunes if this is your first internet boyfriends, you should be subscribing to the podcast in iTunes or whatever. I don't know what other podcatchers there are out there because I'm an Apple fan, so I use iTunes. But in that list, there's all of our podcasts. And if you're really curious about our history together, I assume it's in Internet Boyfriends number one.
He raped me. No, I don't think it is.
I didn't meet you until 2009 in person. We'd been friends online for... Okay, we've been... Very Cole's Notes version for someone who doesn't want to go download whatever podcast may contain this information... Joey and I met on the TwistedMonkey.net web forums, which is a offshoot of the Penny Arcade website. If you remember from ages ago, Penny Arcade, there used to be two guest stars that showed up semi-regularly, Safety Monkey and Bat Jew, both charming individuals. And Safety Monkey had a forum, and on that forum, Joe and I met and became friends, along with people like Mandy, who you've heard earlier in this podcast, and Toranaga, who I believe his real name is Matt. I've been drinking, I'm not sure right now.
Yeah.
As long with Rabbit Panda and other more infamous people who I forget right now, like Mouse and other people, and some Canadians like Rev and Xanadu. I still talk to Xanadu sometimes on MSN. Anyway,
really?
we met then, and have not, and only met in the for the first time for New York Comic Con 2009, which is in February, while Joey was
no
still
way.
Living. Yeah, February 2009.
Seriously?
That's the first time we met in person. And they
That's fucking nuts.
And so it took. You have a better idea how many years that took. But
okay, we met on the internet in 2001.
So it took 8 years to meet in person, give or take.
Yeah, Jesus, that doesn't sound right.
Which is embarrassing considering I live 6 hours away.
Well, I don't drive, so
yeah,
I think
you have an excuse. And I've been to New York. Actually, no, it's not true. We did not meet for the first time in New York Comic Con.
That's right. I fucking told you that.
I came down for work when I was working for the UN. And stayed in Jersey that night, and you and Rachel
yes.
came by with beers.
That was the night we moved into the new apartment.
That was the same night?
That was the night Rachel and
Bullshit.
I were living together. Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
If I remember correctly, that's what the answer is, yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. Anyway,
that is crazy.
I knew it was around then, but I didn't think it was the same day, because that's crazy.
It was very close to the beginning of living in
yeah,
Rutherford.
Yeah, I knew that much. I knew you were new to Rutherford, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. So I stayed in the hotel in like just off the highway,
and we got pulled over.
And you guys got pulled over, but brought beers over for me, and I had one or two, and then passed out because I just flown in from Montreal.
And I think I had the other four, and then I went home with Rachel and passed out.
Probably,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, also, I'm from Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and you are from New Jersey, United States.
New Jersey, everywhere. No, mostly northern New Jersey.
Mid to northern New Jersey. Yeah, you're.
Not mid, northern.
Northern?
I think it's north of Route 4 is northern.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
That goes without saying. So I guess we should probably wrap it up because we're definitely hitting that.
We're hitting 40 minutes right now, but I'm sure you can chop off a bunch from the beginning.
What's your levels
like? What are my levels like? Clink, 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 clink of my ice in my glass.
And all that phone sex we had, or the... What, is it Skype sex? How does
Skype,
that work?
Skype sex is for the special bonus edition. We'll put that out later on. But right now, let's try to build some... If enough people listen to this podcast and going on, if we reach, say, 100 regular listeners, we'll put out the phone sex we had before we started recording this.
If we reach 100 regular listeners, I'll blow those 100 regular listeners. We don't even need to put up a fucking... phone sex.
I don't know about that, because that'll take you some money to fly to places. How about you blow anyone that comes to New Jersey?
Anytime you're coincidentally
are in a city from a listener, you will blow them.
Sounds good to me.
Let's not promise you'll fly around to Wyoming or whatever, but if you're like when you're in Chicago, if you go to Cedo y Cedos, you'll have to blow George and Johnny and Rich
and Panda,
and Panda and Mandy. Well, the men doesn't work, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'll figure something out.
So what are you on Twitter?
Oh, come on, I was mid-sip. Mr. Balls. I am Mr. Balls on Twitter.
That's just M-R Balls?
Yes, don't make me spell it. I already had to do that earlier today.
Balls is easy, but someone might put M-I-S-T-E-R Balls.
No,
so M-R Balls.
M-R-B-A-L-L-S.
Whatever, Balls.
I don't know, whatever.
If you can't spell balls, fuck off.
Yeah, that might be the good barrier between me and the Twitter horde. So,
and I'm at Gobo, which is spelled how it's pronounced, G-O-B-O. And if you don't know Fraggle Rock, fuck off.
If you don't like the Muppets in general, fuck off. I think
basically, if you hate the Muppets, fuck off.
How could you hate the Muppets?
I don't know.
Soulless twat could you be?
I don't know. If you guys. There's so many different kinds of Muppets. If you hate The Muppet Show and Muppet Babies and Dark Crystal and Sesame Street and Avenue Q's not Muppets.
Oh, it's fucking
It's
Muppets.
Not Jim Henson. If it's not Jim Henson, it's not Muppets. And I love Avenue Q. I saw that in Ottawa.
Do we need to go back over this Muppet evolution theory that Henson
I'm
is...
sticking with Henson is the only person that makes Muppets.
Henson design is flawed as a theory, I think. It's really Muppets evolved on their own.
Okay, this is a conversation for another day.
Henson existed. I'm not going
to
say...
Possibly in 3 to 4 days to a week from now, we will talk about Henson of Muppet evolution.
I'm always happy to talk about Muppet evolution.
All right,
for now, we'll leave it. Yeah, I think this should be the end.
All right, take care.
Oh, man. You too, sir. Do we have a sign-off thing, or no? We just
I don't know.
I guess we'll end it. Well, have a good week, guys. We'll
have
talk
a week.
To you some other time. You can't do have a week. That's fucking Kevin Smith's thing. Don't be a douche.
I try.
Have a good week.
Take care of you. Love each and every one of you.
And cup the balls.
Of course. That goes without saying. Unless you're a lesbian. There's no balls to cup.
Lamb, I guess? I don't know.
I don't know.